Today in Bradenton, a coalition of environmental groups announced they were suing the Army Corps of Engineers on their granting a permit that authorizes 10 years of phosphate strip mining in the Altman Tract in Manatee County. The suit contends that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers violated the Clean Water Act, the Administrative Procedures Act, and the National Environmental Policy Act by failing to hold a public hearing or critically reviewing Mosaic Phosphate's revised permit application. Among the groups present this morning were members of the Sierra Club, Earth Justice, Minnesota 88, and the Gulf Restoration Network. Joe Murphy is that group's state director.
Yeah, the Corps has many, many times over the last, 5, 10, 15 years, granted permits to expand and continue phosphate strip mining in Central Florida and now increasingly down the Peace River watershed. And we feel like the Corps, yet again in this instance, has fundamentally failed to put the public interest first and to protect our environment. And what they've done yet again is hand out another permit that's not justified and that we feel violates federal environmental law.
And there's a concern here, Joe Murphy, right? Because, in fact, strip mining for hundreds of years here now have really done a number on the Peace River. And according to your information, that includes destroying over 35,000 acres of wetlands and over 100 miles of streams. You're concerned about even further erosion here?
Yeah, anybody who lives in the Tampa Bay area has seen the chip stacks, has seen, the facilities near Tampa Bay, has, experienced the degradation of the Alify River. And what's happened is the phosphate industry has moved farther south, moved from Polk County south. Now they're really into the heart and soul of the Peace River watershed. And the reason that's so important to folks is it's not only the Peace River in and of itself, which was one of Florida's most beautiful rivers. It still is in some places. But it's really where that river ends up, and that's Charlotte Harbor, one of the most important, healthy estuaries left anywhere along the Gulf Coast of Florida, a place where people depend on a healthy Gulf of Mexico for their economic viability and their livelihood, where people go to spend time to fish and to recreate. And that resource is directly imperiled because of this upstream activity. It's bad enough that the industry has really ripped the heart out of Central Florida. We can't let them strip mine their way down the Peace River and ultimately ruin somewhere like Charlotte Harbor.
Federal officials have said that the EPA has said that the Peace River, they consider it and its tributaries to be vital to the aquatic resources of national importance. So are they saying that on the one hand, and yet through the Army Corps of Engineers essentially allowing that to be whittled away on the other?
You raise a very good point. A lot of these agencies, in particular the Army Corps of Engineers, and at a state level, the Water Management District and Florida DEP, on the one hand, talk a good game about protecting the environment and spend millions of dollars of tax money on restoration projects, all of which are very important. But with the other hand, they continue to grant these permits for the loss of wetlands, for the dredging fields of wetlands, for the destruction of watersheds and rivers and creeks. And so our argument is, you can't have it both ways. If these are important resources for the public interest, for our environment, and for our economy, and we need to protect them, period. And what the Army Corps of Engineers should be doing, rather than granting permits to anyone who asks, is making sure that the Clean Water Act is being enforced. And at the end of the day, the reality is the phosphate industry was a part of Florida's past. It really has no role in Florida's future to the extent that the industries that are negatively impacted by phosphate mining, recreational and commercial fishing, tourism, other sorts of sustainable agriculture, are much more important to Florida's economy than the phosphate industry. And yet they deal a tremendous amount of political influence, and they keep the permits flowing. The only other thing I would say is, if you're listening in the Tampa Bay area and you're trying to figure out why this might be important to you, anyone who likes to fish in the Gulf of Mexico, anyone who likes to eat fish out of the Gulf of Mexico should know that when we destroy an estuary like Charlotte Harbor, just so the phosphate industry can keep strip mining the heart of Florida, we are directly endangering our recreational and our commercial fishing industry, which employs thousands and thousands of people and generates billions of dollars. And anybody who likes to fish in the Gulf of Mexico should be outraged that Mosaic Phosphate would put their right to strip mine the last bit of phosphate out of the core of Central Florida ahead of an industry like the fishing industry, which is so vital for Florida's future.